This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Well, Roseanne is in a heap of trouble today. She made a very bad, almost a racist kind of joke against, I think it was Valerie Jarrett, wasn't it? From the Obama administration. And Roseanne said that Valerie looked like, I'm paraphrasing, something like the love child of, what, ISIS or the Muslim Brotherhood and Planet of the Apes. Whoa! You do not call someone who has, you know, African ancestry, you don't call them the offspring of Planet of the Apes, obviously. That is so far beyond what is acceptable. And frankly, you know, Roseanne immediately realized that and she apologized for it and she quit Twitter. She just quit. She's like, this is over. Heck, it's probably over for her career. I just, you know, Roseanne is not a mean person, but this joke was really obviously in bad taste. And yet, and this is the subject of this podcast, isn't there an interesting double standard? Because people on the left make fun of Trump's appearance all the time. How many jokes have there been about Trump's orange hair, right? How many jokes about Sarah Palin and her appearance? How many jokes about Sarah Huckabee Sanders and her appearance? How many leftists have called Sarah Sanders, you know, an ogre or an ogreish-looking person and all the horrible things they say to her? Because, you know, she's kind of a bigger bone type of woman, even though she's got good ethics, she's a patriot, she's a hardworking, honest American. I love Sarah Huckabee Sanders and what she stands for, by the way. But you never make fun of a woman's appearance unless she's a Republican, you see. That's the new rule of the system. You can't make fun of Democrat women, and especially not half Black, I don't know if she's half Black, or let's just say African-American. You can't make fun of African-American women. You can't make fun of their appearance. But it's okay in America to make fun of white Republican women? Because that seems to be the rule. So this double standard is heinous. It's a cancer to our society. I think that it's wrong to make fun of someone's appearance all the time. I can't think of a time when I made fun of someone's physical appearance. I mean, a woman. I may have poked fun at certain men over the years. I can't even recall a time, but I certainly can't recall making fun of a woman's appearance, whether they're a Democrat or Republican or someone else. I can't recall doing that. I don't know. I've been critical of Hillary Clinton, but not about her looks. I've been critical of her crimes. You know, I've been critical of her lies, but not her looks. And the same thing about Obama himself. I've been critical of his policies and his lies and his crimes, but never of his appearance. In fact, I'm pretty sure I'm on the record saying that Barack Obama is charismatic and handsome. I'm pretty sure that I've said that before about Obama. He's a handsome man, physically. But his policies are criminal and crooked and disastrous. So criticizing people's policies is fair game, but criticizing their looks is not acceptable unless they're a Republican. And that's what's sickening about this whole thing. So Roseanne made a huge mistake. And frankly, she probably contributed to some of the racist hatred in America. That wasn't her intention, but she did. I mean, it's people that you run around saying that you're joking, but you're calling African descendants, you know, Planet of the Apes. That's going to lead to some racist hatred, which is exactly what we're trying to prevent. Because as I've said before, we are all African, by the way. We're all African. I mean, our ancestors are all African. Yeah. All of humanity came from about 4,000 people. The entire human population was only about 4,000 people at one time in ancient history, prehistory, you might say, in anthropology, you know, the fossil record and all that. There were only about 4,000 people, and they were all Africans. So if Roseanne is going to make a joke about Planet of the Apes, the truth is we all came from Africa, and maybe she should be joking about herself. I don't know. It's just highly inappropriate, obviously, to say something, you know, to say just to depict black people in that light, just not appropriate. And it doesn't help bring us together, because remember, the real war in our world is the establishment versus the masses. The real war is not about black versus white. And frankly, black and white people need to join hands and work together to defeat the systemic imprisonment and enslavement of us all. That's what's happening. The global elite are running a massive scam on us all to keep us enslaved and keep us all dumbed down and poison us with mass medication. And of course, they're poisoning black people even more with, you know, lead in the water in Flint, Michigan, for example, and the abortion center, mass murder of black babies, and other similar things that are taking place, that many of which seem to target black people. So that's going on, and that's very disturbing. And if anything, black folks and white folks should be working together and end this silly racial divide and this silly racism, judging people by the color of their skin. It's just as stupid as judging someone by the color of their hair or the color of their eyes or the color of their toenails. Oh, we don't like green toenail people. No, those green toenail people, boy. I mean, this is stupid, right? Or those hazel eyes people. No one has, like, iris color racism. Are there? I mean, does anyone hate people for having, like, brown eyes? I don't know. That would be stupid if they did. But you don't go around calling people Planet of the Apes, I tell you what. That's just not acceptable. And at the same time, in Hollywood and among left-wing culture, you know, they're constantly making fun of white people, and they're constantly making fun of Texans and Southerners. I mean, how many times in comedy skits do they depict Texans as, like, Southern hayseed hicks? That's racism. That's bigotry. But somehow that's perfectly acceptable. So you see, I think that's insane. That's nonsense. And that should be condemned as well. I remember I used to take comedy improv classes in Arizona. I was thinking back about this the other day. I used to have stage fright, and I used to be afraid of public speaking many years ago. And I eventually overcame that through a lot of practice and training. I know you might be saying, that's crazy. How could the health ranger have stage fright or be afraid of public speaking? Because I do it all the time now. And I have my own, you know, TV show or video show, Counterthink. And, you know, I do lots of videos and lots of public speaking and things like that. How could I ever be afraid? Well, I was. And one of the ways that I got over it was I took comedy improv classes. And looking back, I remember that in comedy improv, we were taught different caricatures to leap into. You could play different characters in the middle of your improv. So they taught us Irish. You could go into Irish. That was okay. You could be like, your face looks like a sheep. You know, you could, whatever, Irish. And you talk about river dancing and all this stuff. And you could go into a New York accent. You could do a New Yorker thing. Where's my coffee? You know? I'm not doing it very well, sorry. This is not improv. Well, maybe sometimes it is, come to think of it. But anyway, you could do a New Yorker accent, and you could do Texan. They taught you Texan, where you run around with a Texas drawl. Oh, my dogs are barking, you know, and all this stuff. And, you know, they taught a few other caricatures and so on. But if you think about it, they never taught black, right? They never taught, like, being black as a caricature, because that was not acceptable in improv. But they did teach Jamaican. So you could, really, there was a Jamaican stereotype that you could jump into. And that was many years ago. Probably today, Jamaican's not even okay, because it's too close to, you know, maybe black America. But they taught us Jamaican. They taught us Texan. They taught us Irish. They taught us Valley Girl. Like, I'm like, ah, okay. And, you know, all these different things that probably are not even okay today. In fact, I think all of comedy today is totally offensive to the left. Like, there's no comedy that's acceptable anymore. That's why comedy is practically dead in America, because you can't make a joke now about anybody on anything without being called a racist bigot. But they never taught us black. They never taught us jive. Remember the old comedy movie Airplane? And there was a scene in there where there was a flight attendant, and she, like, let me depict the scene. There was a black passenger on the plane who was like this 1970s, and he was talking in, I don't know what you call it, super jive, with all this colorful phraseology and different words and so on, and no one knew what he was saying. And the flight attendant came down the aisle. This is during a flight with other passengers on the plane, and she says, "Don't worry, I speak jive." Remember that? Remember that movie? And then she would translate the jive talk of the passenger. And that scene is now considered so offensive that it has been cut from the film. They retroactively went back and took out the jive talk of Airplane. And I know this because I was bored one evening and I hit play on this film just to kind of see what is the 1980s. And they cut that scene out of the movie. And I know this because I was watching it the other day and I remembered that there was that scene and they took it out. They cut it out. They cut out the jive translation scene because apparently that's, you know, too offensive now. You can't make fun of black people in America. And I'm not saying you should be able to. I'm just saying that why is it okay to have this double standard where you can make fun of Texans and you can make fun of New Yorkers and you can make fun of Jamaicans, I guess. You can make fun of California Valley Girls, and you can make fun of white people, and you can make fun of Donald Trump, but you can never make fun of someone who is African-American without being called a racist. Now, the obvious answer to that is, well, it's because for many years there was all this racism, and people were telling all these N-word jokes, and that's probably true. That's probably true. No doubt that, you know, there's a history of racism in America. But pretty sure that we're past any kind of systemic racism. I mean, we're long past that. You know, I live in rural Texas, and I've never met anybody who used the N-word around me in Texas or who invited me to a KKK meeting or anything like that. I never saw a train of countrymen wearing white pointy hats riding around on horseback. You know, that's a myth. Doesn't exist. I mean, not that I've seen. Maybe there's somebody reenacting it. Remember when the A&E channel, they were trying to do this documentary about the KKK, and they couldn't find real KKK groups, and so they had to stage the whole thing, and they hired actors, and they brought props, and they brought like Nazi signs and crosses and, you know, stuff to depict KKK. And they had them read scripts, and they had them use the N-word on camera. They would pay them bonuses if they would use the N-word, and the whole thing was staged. It's like, you morons can't even find actual racists, can you? So you gotta just fake the whole thing. It's all theater. It's all staged. You see? Because there's so little racism in America that probably, getting back to Roseanne, she's probably so far away from racism that in her mind, it didn't occur to her in that bad, twisted moment that this was going to be a racist joke, even though it came off as highly racist. But in her mind, I doubt that she was trying to be racist. I doubt that she was thinking Planet of the Apes / you know, black people. I don't think that was her intent, but she's going to get called out on that big time anyway, you know. So anyway, these are my thoughts on the subject. Obviously, I don't judge people by the color of their skin. I judge people by the content of their character and their ideas and their policies and their ethics. And I'm that way. I've always been that way, actually. I grew up in a, you know, multicultural environment in the Midwest. And we had, you know, I had black friends and white friends and South American friends and Asian friends and Korean friends. In fact, the top two students in my class were myself and this Korean guy. And this Korean dude was so smart, and he studied constantly because he had Korean parents, and that's what they do, right? If you have Korean parents, they're just like, study, study, study. Have no social life. Just study. Right? And you might be thinking, that sounds racist. No, it's actually just called being Korean, believe it or not. And the Korean parents, they want their children to succeed, so they really pressure them to study. And so this other guy, who I'm not going to mention his name because he's a private citizen and so on, he and I actually scored the highest, we tied for the highest score in the state for the college entrance exams. And he studied like 1,000 hours, and I studied like 3, which was so funny. It was so funny. One day, the principal of the school actually called us to his office, called me and this other guy to his office, and I'm like, what did I do? Right? He called the principal's office, and you think you're in trouble. He called us to his office, and he said to us, he said, you two, you make our school proud. You just scored 2 of the highest scores in the state, and you ranked in like the 99.99 percentile in the country for college entrance exams, and we're just proud of you. You know, we're proud of you. And I was like, great. How soon can I get out of this high school? Because, you know, public education sucks. Basically, that was my intention. But anyway, just to tell you, I grew up in a multicultural, you know, environment, and I was on the track team, and we loved the brothers on the track team because, honestly, without them on the relays, you know, we would have lost all the time. You know, we had these athletic guys on the track team, you know, who were black, and they were so cool, and one of them was a fellow hurdler. And another one was the sprinter, and he was always on our, you know, 4x100 relay, and he was always the last leg because he would win the races for us. So it would be like 3 white guys. Actually, one of the guys was Filipino. So 2 white guys, well, actually, come to think of it, the other white guy was German. So, okay, there's me, and I'm actually part Native American. So there's me, the Native American, there's the German, the Filipino, and the black dude. We were the 4x100 relay, okay? And the black dude won the races for us because we were always behind by the time it got to the last baton. But this guy, and his name was Lewis, and Lewis would take the baton. And in high school, this dude could run like a 47.5 second quarter mile. he was like crazy fast. Just like, how did you get so fast? You know, you ask him. And he's like, running from the cops. I mean, he would joke about being black and running from cops. It was so funny. He was like super fast and super cool. And he would joke with us. And none of us, we never had a thought about racism. We just had black dudes on the team and Filipino dudes. And we had German dudes and we had white dudes. And we had freaking South American dudes. And just every combination you can imagine. We're just out there winning races. You know, and then I had the Korean dude on the academic side, and we were both in the math club. I'm not even kidding. We were in the math club, so we were winning, like, math championships. So there you go. I know, a weird podcast. I started with Roseanne Barr, and I end up with Health Ranger in the math club and on the track team, which normally never goes together. But that's some personal history and some of my thoughts on, you know, just racism and racial jokes and all that stuff. It's just stupid. Why can't people just get along with fellow human beings and recognize other people for being human beings? Why can't, I mean, just stop with the Planet of the Apes jokes, okay? Just stop with the Texas jokes and the Southerner jokes. Just stop making fun of people for the way they look or their ancestry. If you're going to criticize people, do it with reason. Do it because they have crappy policies or crappy ideas or they're liars. You know, that's a valid reason to go after people, but don't go after people just because of their race or their ancestry. Make sense? Those are my thoughts on the issue. So thanks for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. You can hear more of my podcast
at healthrangerreport.com.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.